Welcome to Church Unusual. Listen to Matthew chapter 16. And we're going to start here at verse 23. But he turned and said unto Peter, and you know the context of the story. We read the story before. Peter, I don't even have to go into it. You just read it for yourself. But then he turns to Peter and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Watch this. Now, a little bit before them, he said, thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. Right here, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. He calls Peter Satan. He said, thou art an offense to me, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of men. Now, you have to understand it. And the type of person that I am, I connect the dots with Jesus. There are things that Jesus will say here and things that he'll say here, right? And he's trying to tell you something, but it is your job to see them in different places and put them together. So I pay attention. And what I picked out of this whole conversation, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. And then in a few minutes later, he said, get behind me, Satan, that same Peter. I realized that Peter is one of the main establishments or establishers of the current modern church. And Satan slipped his way in there. And what is Satan? Thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. There are things that are that men savor that have slipped into the church and have made it an unusual church when it should be church, like this class called, unusual. And so now it has dumbed down the power, and now the church has become a hospital, become a charity center, it become a community center, it becomes a voting center, and all these different things when it was meant to be a place where the children of God got the instructions and were able to go and live them out in the community. Go and live them out in different various aspects of life. But things, but thou savorest the things that be of men and not of God. So what we did, we turned our prayers into our request for the things that everybody else wants. But Matthew 6 talking about, but the Gentiles seek those things. Savors the things that be of men and not of God. And it slipped in and it weakened the mindset and the power and the push of the church. Because now we're savoring. They said, get behind me, Satan. Now we're savoring the things that be of men and not of God. So now these things have slipped in. And so now here we are, in a place that we should be called out ones by names. What church is? Called out ones by an origin and name to carry that name. But here we are coming to church trying to get our needs met. We're coming to church trying to get hands laid on us. We're coming to church because our feelings hurt. We're coming to church because we want somebody to pray for us, and minister us, and counsel us. When in actuality, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In the book of Revelations, and we don't go that much, but I was reading that other day because, you know, I'm a stickler for the red words, and there's a lot of red words in there. And Jesus starts talking to the seven churches of the seven churches, and he's talking about Asia and all the different ones. And it was a resounding theme that was going on, and he was talking to the churches. And I know we'd like to say that this is absolutely the way it's going to end, and this is absolutely the way it's going to happen, but Jesus gives some options in this conversation. And one of them was real strong. Let me see what chapter it is. Which one is it? He says, I'll find it. I got the right one. Yeah, and in chapter 2, he's reading to the book of the church of Ephesus. And he writes to a different church. He writes to the church of Ephesus. Before I go even that, he goes to different churches. And the resounding theme is, hey, I see all the good stuff that you think you're doing, and I see even some of the good stuff that you are doing. But I got a problem because you're not handling business here. And he keeps talking about, and one time he's talking about Jezebel. Another time he's talking about Balaam. Another time he's talking about the Nicolaitans and how there were things that were slipping into the church. Same thing we're talking about in Matthew 16. Thou savest things that be of men and not of God. Now this is chapters later. There are things that are slipping into the church and are making the fullness and the full effect of the church weak. Yeah, you can clap for the little give back to the poor that you do. Oh yeah, you can clap for the little, you know, community service and all that. But no. Where is the effect like Jesus in the area? Why we got so many sick people walking around? Why we got so many busted and broke people walking around? Why we got so many people talking about mental health and confused and hurt and depressed? Why is that going on, and why is there not more deliverance than it should be? He says, because He says, I see all the good stuff y'all doing, and bravo, but I still got a problem with you. And in chapter 2, he says, unto the angels of the church of Ephesus, things that he said, hold the seven stars right here, who walk in the midst of the seven golden. He said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. Watch this. He said, has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and not fainted. So I'm going to give you your props. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Listen to this. He said, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. Wait. That escalated pretty quick. You're going to come and remove the candlestick out of this place unless we repent? Well, I thought you kept on telling us that we're doing good things, and we're patient, and we're laboring, and we haven't fainted, and we even caught the fake apostles, and we got patience, all these different things. I thought you said we were doing good. He said, yeah, but you left your first love. So you have to repent, change your mind, and go back and do the first works. What are you saying? Well, we're doing a bunch of other works. We brought all these different assignments and ways and methods in our prayer life, in our worship, in our singing, in the way that we teach, in the way that we minister to people, in the way that we do church. We brought all these different theories and ideas in, and we missed out on the first works. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Go say what I have. First, go sell what I have, give the point, then come follow me. We've lost our first love. But we pat ourselves on the back for all these different things and rituals and religious acrobats that we do, and we still leave without the power, and the candlestick or the light is not in this place. And so here we are. It won't take me long. This class will be super short. Here we are. We've got to understand that the things of God has to be savored more than the things of men. What God's will is has to be savored more than, and the way it does it, he says, get behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense to me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but things that be of men. Then he goes on to explain, how do you savor the things of God more than you savor the things of men? He says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. It's the first words. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. He who saves his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake in the gospel shall find it. He gives a clarity and understanding of how we get back to the first works. The first works, if you really want to know what the first works is God breathed into man and man became a living soul. So I understand you're doing all the cool stuff that all the other churches are doing. And you got your discipleship classes, and you got your, you know, you got all your framing your world classes, and you got your, you know, faith classes, and you're doing all the different things. Yeah. Cool. God bless you for all that. I see you working. I see you doing. But I got a problem with you, what Jesus says. I got a problem with you. And then after that, he explains, and I looked it up. He started talking about the Nicolaitans. He said, thou repent, verse 6, in Revelation 2, verse 6. He said, but thou hatest the deeds of Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He does ear to hear, let him hear what the spirit of the church is saying to him. Him that overcometh, thou will give to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now see how he describes it? Give you to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Where is that at? That's the Garden of Eden. Give you to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. I'm trying to get you to understand that and get you back to this first place that you were. But I got a problem with you because you will not change. Repent simply means to change your mind. He says, you need to change your mind and go back to the first works. Deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. Jesus starts saying, you don't hate your father, your mother, your wife, and your children. You can't come after me. You break it down, the word hate, in those terms, the Greek word, that means love less. Not equal, love less. That means you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. What's the greatest commandment in the law? He said, well, the first one is first love. I said again, say first love. You say it, first love. He said, the first one is love the Lord your God, all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And the second one is love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, we've skipped And we've turned church into loving our neighbors who love ourselves without loving the Lord our God with all our hearts, our mind, and our soul first. And that's why the love, fake love, that we're giving to our neighbors or those around us is weak, because it's not filled with the love of God or the identity of God, because love is God's identity. So here we are now, we're saving the things of men. So what is it? We need to go help people out. We need to go do it. Why are we not doing more? Help yourself. You're supposed to love your neighbor like you love yourself, but you're not even helping yourself if you don't love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. This is your first love. Go back to the first things. Deny yourself. Break some things down. Unlearn some things. Put some of them books up. And let's see what Jesus is saying to us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. You cannot savor the things before you savor the Father. I got an ought against you. And this is why I see the work y'all been doing. He said, but and it keeps on going. Church in Smyrna, church in Pergamos, and Thyatira, and Sardis. He keeps saying it's the same thing. But I got a problem. I got a. He said, I'm gonna come quickly. I'm gonna come quickly and take the candle. I got a problem with how you're not fulfilling fully who you are as the church. You have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You got the look, and you got the emotion, you got the feeling, but you don't have the fire. You don't have the life on the inside of you. And so it's coming across weak. It's coming across empty. It's coming across watered down. It's coming across usual. So what do? We don't need another word from the, no, you don't need another word. You got the word already. Seek first. You don't need another revelation. You don't need a new move. You don't need a new revival. You revive. You be revived. You be the life. We don't need anything else. We need to deny ourselves. Break that down. Deny ourselves. Take up the cross and follow. Profit a man to gain the whole world, lose his soul. What profit a man to know all the principles and all the steps and all the laws, and you lose your own soul, lose your own mentality, lose your own way, the only life source. Lose it. Deny yourself. It's an absolute. It is no longer an option. And I want to say even today in 2022, but even just anytime, It's no longer an option. And he says, repent. And I want to say it again. And I'll end it like this. He said, remember therefore whence thou art fallen. He said, repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except you repent. We up here clapping and singing songs and falling on the floor and crying and praying in tongues. All these different things. Hey, I see all y'all tongues. I see y'all intercessory prayers. I see y'all live worship services and all these different things. I see it all. I see y'all dressed up and all that. But I got a problem. He said, go back to the first works. He said, repent and do the first works. Or else I'm going to come quick. Everybody talking about Jesus coming, all right? There's got a couple of scriptures in the Bible that Jesus said that makes me nervous about a lot of people. Not by myself, because I've changed. I start doing things different. I got a different perspective. But he said, many gonna say, Lord, Lord, we ain't done the works in your name, cast out demons. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me. And right here he said, I'm gonna come quickly and remove your candlestick. He said, die. I remove thy candlestick out of this place, except ye repent, or except you change your mind. So here we have to begin to change our mind and our understanding of what church really is. It is not a building that we come through. It's not a charitable organization. It is not a community center. It is not a hospital. Yes, people can get healed here. Yes, people can get helped here, but it is not relegated to this. Church is called out one. That's why people that come here sometimes aren't converted, because we aren't converted. We still come here trying to get our needs met. No, we're called out ones by name to carry a name. We have to realize who we are. When we deny this other counterfeit version of ourselves, we'll see the true version of ourselves. We'll see the true light that our candle really is in this place, and begin to live from that light. That's where we are, Church Unusual.